All right. Well, I want to welcome you all this afternoon to our niche workshop, the Consumer Horticulture Master Gardener Professional Interest Group Workshop. My name is Sherry Dorn, so I currently chair the professional group, and I want to welcome you this afternoon. Pretty excited about this workshop and all the work that we've been doing actually for several years now. So we want to welcome you. I'm going to introduce, or actually our teammates will introduce themselves as they present their pieces. I have in this folder a CEU sheet. If you're seeking continuing education credits, you want to be sure to sign that. And also, we'd love to know that you're here. There's a separate sheet on the other side if you just write your name on that as well. And just as a reminder to please silence your cell phones if you haven't done that already. And also, if you aren't aware, we have a 1.5 hour workshop this afternoon, and it is interactive. We want your input. At the end, we will have a discussion portion. Pam will be facilitating that for us. So if you've got ideas, if you've got questions, we have space built in to accommodate all of those things. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Pam.
So before we get started, how many of you are not familiar with niche? Because I know the majority of you are. Not? Okay. So this is a one-on-one presentation for you today, but everybody else needs to listen too, right? So I'm going to give you kind of the background, the history of niche. Ellen Bowski is probably older than anybody else in here in terms of the knowledge, her knowledge of niche. Not age.
Maybe
you see,
some other ways.
See, you guys took that. You took that all wrong. In her knowledge, because she was in the very beginning stages. If you want real detailed history, you can go to Ellen later on and get the way background. But I'm going to kind of give you that overview. So niche is a consortium, a group of really passionate, really dedicated people who want to see consumer horticulture grow. As you can tell, our industry has 2 million jobs. And the value is $196 billion. So our focus is to try to grow this industry. The great thing about this, and it's a little confusing, but it's also really great. Look at all the different people that we're working with. Today, I would say government, extension, public gardens, nonprofits, and associations are the main group of people that are in the planning committee, the organization, kind of the basis of all this, working on it. But we're focusing on the growers, the industry, to try to bring them into the fold as well. We have a lot of academia working on this project, a lot of extension, but we're also going to be branching out into colleges and universities. So we've got a broad group of people. That also presents a challenge. Since we have such a broad industry, Our definition of consumer horticulture has been a real challenge. What is consumer horticulture? And our very first meeting in Washington, D.C., we probably spent an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, just trying to figure out, is there a better terminology for it? Is there a better way to tell the public, the kids who are growing up today, what consumer horticulture is? And we never came up with that. So when somebody hits on that, we will know it's the right thing. This is our vision to increase gardening. This is based on the National Gardening Association survey. From 70% to 90% by 2025, a key important factor, because those of us who have been working on this for the last couple years, we want it today. We're not thinking way far in the future. We want it now. And our mission is to grow a healthy world through plants, gardens, and landscapes. So this is very broad, but yet it's also quite focused. We have several strategies, and we've been working on some of these. At this point, we've been listening to the industry. We've been doing some surveys. We have defined research needs, although we're defining those even further. And you're going to hear that today. The next three presenters in this workshop are going to talk about some of the real needs we have, especially in the social side of consumer horticulture, the research needs that are there. We are in the process of working towards creating that business plan. Our ultimate goal is number 5, seeking federal support. Several years ago in Atlanta, we heard from the peach growers group, who applied for specialty crop research dollars, and they are very focused. They have executive directors. They have marketing money. They have a focused effort, but it's being paid for by somebody. Same thing with the grape growers, a focused effort being supported by both industry and extension and research. Right now, everybody involved in niche is a volunteer. So as you all know, you're all part of academia or industry. You know that being part of this and volunteering, we can only get so much done at a certain speed. So our ultimate goal is to seek that federal support so that we can create an organization, an executive director, marketing, and so forth, much like Seed Your Future has done, to move our effort forward. Here's some points about working together. More consumers create greater demand. We want to grow sales, industry sales. We want to grow the people who are involved in consumer horticulture. And we want that increased awareness of how vital gardening is to our community and to our citizens. And I have to share this. You know, I always, when I talk about niche to a lot of people, I say we're the Rodney Dangerfield of horticulture. We don't get no respect. And, of course, as I said this morning, Natalie Baumgartner. Yeah, see, he doesn't. As I said this morning, Natalie says, "Who's that?" I'm like, oh, man, I've really gotten old. So, yeah, so Rodney Dangerfield, of course, was a comedian. And his line was, we don't get no respect. And I think as you'll see in the next three speakers, some of those facts come out that, you know, everybody wants to partner with us, but we're not leading some of those efforts. So Debbie Hamrick, who is the chair of our Economic Committee, put together direct and indirect industry benefits, and I really like these because we all know this. As horticulturists, we all know how horticulture benefits place, how horticulture benefits health. We're going to focus quite a bit on health today in terms of what is still needed in that realm or in that arena. But we all know these things. But we're going to talk about the research. Is the research there to actually help us prove these issues? We also know the environmental, the ecosystem benefits. All the things, the great things that come about as the result of using plants, using consumer horticulture, using landscape designs, and so forth. So we want you to get involved. We want others to get involved. This is kind of our structure at this time. This has been in place for a couple years now. We started in 2016. Casey Sklar is the executive director, and again, everybody's name that you see up here, it's all done on a volunteer basis. We meet every other week and have an hour conference call focusing on all the activities that we're doing. We have our executive committee. Our government liaison, Tom Buick, is extremely supportive. He's the one that sort of kicked our rear ends and said, look, if you're going to get money from especially Crop Research Fund, you're going to have something together, something in place. You're going to have strategies, business plan, and so forth. So he's been very supportive of our efforts. We have councils and committees. The councils, as you can see here, the academic or government council, Rick Durham is the chair. Our commercial council, we now have Mason Day, co-founder of Grow It, and we have a nonprofits council. So we're very well represented in those areas. Our committees are very strong. In fact, our committee started working back in 2016. Debbie Hamrick, as I said, is the Economic Committee, and Gail Langoletto just started. She was secretary last year up until June, and then she just started as chair of the Environmental Committee. Julie Weisenhorn has done that for the last 2 years and just went off that committee. So I'm chair of the Community and Health Benefits Committee, and this is just a listing. You can see mostly academic up there. We are really trying to reach out again and try to get more industry, although we did have Mud Barron, who is more from a nonprofit side of it. He started out on our committee, but once we said literature review, his eyes just kind of rolled back in his head, and he got out of it and said, not right now. But we're going to try to pull those kind of people back in because we need that industry and that nonprofit representation as well, because we are very strong in terms of academic. So here are our goals, or here's our goal. Each committee has separate goals. Ours is cultivating healthy, connected, and engaged communities. Our objectives are as follows. I'm not going to read through those, but we're focused on the physical, psychological, social health benefits of consumer horticulture. One of the things that you'll see here, provide policymakers with current scientific information that supports the social and community health. That, again, the stuff we're going to share with you today has to do with the literature review and the information that we did not find and the information that we did find. So just real quick, 2016 August, we organized our committee in Atlanta, Georgia at this meeting at ASHS right after the Consumer Hort Workshop. We started out, we convened as a social committee. That was the original name for our committee. We figured the social committee just didn't look good on our dossier, you know, social committee chair, my you know, administrators might wonder what I'm doing as a social committee chair. So we changed it to the Community and Health Benefits Committee in 2017. As I said, in Atlanta, we sat here in the room and we brainstormed. We had curriculum design. We were ready to go. We were really excited about getting the word out regarding consumer horticulture. But then 2017, as we continued to meet, we thought, you know, we need to step back. We need to take a look at what we really need to do to meet those objectives. So we started an extensive literature review, which is when MUD and some of the others kind of faded away for a while. And we did a gap analysis, and again, you'll hear some of that information later on this afternoon. We had the workshop in Hawaii at ASHS last year, and at that time, we really gave an update of all three committees and the overall niche effort. And we also had one of our committee members attending a NIFA listening session, as well as Ellen and some of the other committee members attend those sessions to provide information. We distributed a survey, and as a result of that survey, we found that our clientele that took the survey said education from the grassroots level up is necessary for change to occur. So we started developing these strategies. We wanted to create a curriculum, implement a social media campaign, and develop a toolbox of social media. We do have a journal article coming out on last year's 2017 workshop in Hawaii talking about the efforts that we're up to this point right now. We have initiated contact with Extension Master Gardener coordinators across the country because we feel that they're going to be a very valuable tool to help us deliver that message. And then, of course, we have today's workshop happening. I'll wrap up with the niche national meeting back in June. We were all charged with coming up with three big ideas. You can see those listed there. Our committee, Community and Health Benefits, decided to take a step back and focus on engagement, to try to get people involved, to try to get people to join the effort. So we are now looking at internal stakeholders, such as extension educators, master gardener coordinators, our university departments, some whom don't know anything about niche at all, and then external stakeholders. And Sherry is working on just a basic survey. Do you know what consumer horticulture is? Are you engaged in consumer horticulture? Again, connecting with our clientele. We also are going to be developing curriculum, but in order to do that, we're going to look at the evaluation component first, which is why we step back and we're looking at this brief survey before we get involved. This will show up later on in terms of getting you involved. I'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end. Just a slide of the niche supporters. Very, very heavy extension, very heavy university. We need to get more industry involvement, which is kind of our next steps. And we are going to look for your feedback. As Sherry mentioned, this is an open discussion. So after the next three presentations, we'll be facilitating discussion to try to help gather more information.